Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
For the last 10 years, I've gotten out of bed when I wanted to, dressed the way I want, worked when I wanted, and made a decent living. I have no boss other than my customers. No, I don't drive an Uber or a Lyft. Fact is, I'm an independent contractor, and I do so because of my own free will and someone that actually prefers this type of business relationship. I give them what they want, and I get what I want. I couldn't imagine trying to change the system, but that's what some folks want to do by opposing Prop 22. Prop 22 is a partial answer to the passing of California's Assembly Bill AB 5, better known as the Gig Law. And it's an answer to a fraction of the damage it's done with more than just the proponents of 22. It also included freelance writers and photographers and independent truck drivers, where, indeed, a federal judge is considering a permanent injunction on the basis that the wide-ranging California labor law violates federal law as it pertains to the trucking industry, much of which engages in interstate commerce. You know, our friends in the print and the newspaper business got a one-year reprieve, which I believe is up at the end of the year. Prop 22 exempts app-based transportation and delivery companies from providing employee benefits to certain drivers. The initiative, as written, would classify app-based drivers as independent contractors instead of employees and provides independent contractors drivers other compensation. Today, drivers have control over when, where, and how they work. They can choose to work for any of the companies that they wish to. They can work for the competition. In the U.S., 92% of the drivers drive less than 40 hours per week, and 45% drive less than 10 hours a week. You can bet that'll change dramatically if they become employees. This stupid bill that passed the state of California would cost, depending upon who you talk to, the two companies, each in the neighborhood of $7,000 in payroll taxes and workers' compensation insurance premiums, or a total of almost $500 million to the app driver systems. Add the rest of those up and you're headed towards a billion-dollar zone. What's the chances that some of those ride-hailing app people will just tell California to take a flying leap in the wind? So ask yourself, what blessed bureaucrat is behind this, with the union leaders, the lifeblood of California politics, and donations from the state's powerful trial bar? Make those that can see go blind and the blind following the blind. To top it off in his highly political time, Sleepy Joe has even tweeted his support for AB 5. And suffice it to say, my friends that have ridden with me in Uber more than once, although one is not able to vote from another state, please vote yes on Prop 22 and wherever my voice is heard in the state of California. This has been Mike Jones for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.